Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Thanks for helping everybody. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show. You know, why me? Why do I have to keep going through this? It's time to change stations. I can't keep going through this every week with this nonsense. It's time to go. Blog Talk Radio, you are done. It's time to go. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, the QG while I vent. The Ron Kelly Show for is Friday, it's April 25th, 2014, and this might be my last show on Blog Talk Radio if I can't get some answers about some of the nonsense I've been going through on this. I can't take it. You know what, I'm going to take a quick break, everybody, because I have to call back my our guest for this afternoon. I cannot take this. This is too much for me. My heart can't take it. We'll take a break. I'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle, shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
You know what? I cannot take this anymore. I cannot take this anymore with Blog Talk Radio. You are history. As soon as this show is over, I cannot take this anymore. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I apologize. Blog Talk Radio should be apologizing for the difficulties that I've seen. It's been the last few weeks, and I'm going to do a Howard Stern, and I'm going to talk trash on a radio station that I'm broadcasting. I'm going to do a Howard Stern this afternoon because I can't take this. I cannot take this. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. I appreciate your indulgence with me about to go crazy on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. The phone number here is 347-426-3214. You can get at me whatever anything you have to say, any comments you want to make, you can get at me 347-426-3214. You know, the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page is alive and well. closing in on 5,000 likes. 5,000 likes. You know, it's funny how in society today, I got to take a break. We'll come right back. It's the Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
And it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody, on blogtalkradio.com just for today. Tomorrow, look for me somewhere else next week. Look for the Ron Kelly Show somewhere else next week. This is ridiculous. Anyway, it's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. I don't usually do this throughout my professional career. I've never really talked about the station that I was on for the obvious reasons, but this is crazy. I mean, I have so many problems with this station lately. That it's just been absolutely, totally ridiculous. And I have to say something. I can't just not say anything. I have to say something. Anyway, I thank you for your indulgence. If everybody is still here, I appreciate you bearing with me while I go through the motions with Blog Talk Radio. I don't understand what's going on. It's just been a nightmare lately. A total nightmare lately with the Blog Talk Radio. So I'll be looking for some answers after this show. I'll be looking for some answers. I'll be looking for the exit door. Anyway, it's nice to have you here. I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the Ron Kelly Show. As I was saying earlier, it's 5,000 likes. 5,000 likes for the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page. And it's funny how today, you know, it's either money or you know, you look at the social media, for example. I don't know if social media was designed to I don't know if social media was designed to for followers and like Twitter you have followers. I can't even talk right. Twitter you have followers, Facebook you have likes, and you know it's about who has the most likes and who has the most followers. It's not even about, you know, social media is not even really about what it was intended to be about, in other words. Because now you have likes, you have followers, and if you don't have any followers, you're nobody. If you got a whole bunch of followers, you know. And people are basically, people are graded by how many people are following them. So if you got a lot, you're doing good. If you don't have that many, you're just an also-ran. And many careers have started. One of the good things about social media is many careers have started through social media. Depending on how many likes you got, look at Justin Bieber and some of these other people whose careers were launched on YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. And you have you, like Justin Bieber, for example. There were a lot of people listening to him, watching him after on his YouTube videos. That's how he got started with YouTube. He got so many people, so many views. So with YouTube, it's views. With Facebook, it's likes. With Twitter, it's followers. What do you mean followers? You know, I kind of resent that, you know, I'm nobody's follower, but I guess that's the best word they could find at the time, but I am nobody's follower. I don't have time to follow anybody else. I got my own stuff going on. So I don't have time to be a follower. I'm a leader. I'm not a follower. When everybody else zigs, I zag. But anyway, thank you so much, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's 24 minutes past the hour, but thank you so much for joining me today. As usual, on Friday afternoon, it's April 25th, 2014. The next major holiday is right around the corner, Memorial Day. I'll be looking forward to that. Can maybe possibly get away for a few days and drop it on this radio stuff and everything else and just having a good time somewhere, elsewhere, I should say. I'm not even sure where I'm going to go, but I'm definitely going to go somewhere. In any case, we thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. You can check me out on Wednesday night. It's the Princess and the Bad Boy Talk Radio Show, Redefining Relationships Show. It's truly Ron Kelly and the lovely and talented Princess Love Mills, author of Relationship Coach, I should say first, and author of, she's a relationship coach, and she's the author of Don't Just Give Your Stuff Away. And also our clinical psychologist, Dr. Susanna Flores, is also a regular on the program as well. So we got the pros. We're not just talking. We have the pros. So you can check us out. It's Wednesday night, maybe on Blog Talk Radio. We'll see. For now, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/princess, you know, and the princess and the bad boy. All right, lots going on. Now, you remember, everybody, now you remember when I, yours truly, the gold standard for talk radio, Ron Kelly, said that the United States should be performing or some naval exercises or some exercises with some of the countries in next to Russia, some of the countries that were once a part of Russia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, and some of the other countries that we used to be a part of the Soviet Union. And I said that this nonsense with the sanctions, you know, I thought it was a crock. It was the Soviets were over there laughing. They didn't really care about sanctions. You can't fight sanctions when they had guns and troops. And I said last week that although we don't want to start a war, because a war with Russia would mean the end of the world probably, unless cooler heads prevailed. So I said last week that we should be doing some kind of naval exercise or something to show the Soviets that we're not playing. You know, even though we may be thousands of miles away from that area, we still have influence, and we have guns too. You know, and sometimes you have to, to call it detente. I mean, I got the same thing you got. So what happens to me if you shoot at me, same thing's going to happen to you. You know, sometimes you have to show that poker, you know, you have to put that poker face out there and let people know that you're not afraid. So I applaud President Obama. I applaud him that the United States is now, after I suggested it, not saying it's coincidental, of course. It's not, you know, well, maybe it's not. Maybe they did hear me. And now the United States is performing naval exercises with some of the countries, and they got paratroopers and troops over there in some of those countries. Good. Good, because it's just stuff with these sanctions. I had enough. I heard enough. You know, sanctions are just empty threats. And the Soviets just chuckled on their way to the vodka bottle, chuckled about the sanctions. Did they have somewhat of an effect on them? Yeah, sure, it did have some effect, but not enough to, you know, disturb anybody. And there's ways around those things. Friends got friends, friends of friends of friends. So I'm glad that the United States has finally taken on some, is now showing some muscle, because we do have some too. But Putin know that it's not his world, you know. He's got to take us out first. Anyway, it's 20 minutes past the hour. past the show anyway. We'll come right back with more. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is Marching Hand on society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29 years old and I have a career that I love as a systems analyst. Career. It still sounds cool to say that word. I never could have gotten on this path without a college degree. And if the college me were here, he'd tell you.
I never would have gotten to college without big brothers, big sisters. I could have ended up anywhere, on the streets even. But college? Joe Thompson? Not likely. My big brother helped me out. He taught me I could do anything. At a time when a lot of people were saying just the opposite.
And to a 7-year-old, that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil. And Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. And that can last a lifetime. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Oh no, I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great prize.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show. Yours truly, Ron Kelly. Yours truly, Ron Kelly, in the air chair. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. Problems, problems, problems. But you know what? We keep trudging away. We keep, you know, you got to love this business because problems after problems after problems sometimes come up. Some days are better than others. But you got to love this business. We keep trying and we keep it moving. So thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. It's the official website of Ron Kelly Show is www.theronkellyshow.com, where you can find out a wealth, a plethora, a cornucopia of information about yours truly, and also the Ron Kelly Show merchandise store. You can purchase merchandise emblazoned with the Ron Kelly Show logo, and when somebody sees you with that item with the Ron Kelly Show logo on it, they'll be like, wow, you must be pretty smart because you listen to the Ron Kelly Show. It's the gold standard for talk radio. The best of the best. The birthplace of common sense, the Ron Kelly Show. I'm sure many of you, those in the New Jersey area especially, know about the situation with the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission. Now, I said New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission because state of New Jersey. Now, there's a woman in New Jersey who applied for a license plate that said atheist, that spelled the word atheist, eight, and then the rest of the word. She was turned down because she was told that her request was in bad taste and it would be inflammatory, whatever the case may be, by the state of New Jersey. So the same woman, very clever lady, I should add, went back and applied for a license plate that said Baptist. And she was approved. And so the lady is now suing the state of New Jersey because she believes her rights were violated. because there's the church, it's the separation of church and state, where the state is supposed to, if the lady wants to be an atheist, she should be able to be an atheist, and she should be able to stay on a license plate according to her suit. And she's suing now. So this is kind of, this is something that has, this is something that has, for the people who know about it, this is something that has kind of split the state, because you have people who, religious people who say that she shouldn't have it because she shouldn't be able to say atheist, and then there are people who say that she should. Joining me today, a member of the American Humanist Association, Dave Niosi. Am I getting that right, Dave Niosi?
You sure did.
Oh, right. I got it right. Dave Niosi from the American Humanist. Dave, welcome to the program. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Dave, now you guys, you probably were aware of this before I even called you to have you on the program today. You were aware of this situation already, I believe, or you weren't?
I was aware of it. It's not an American Humanist Association case in our legal department here, but I'm certainly aware of it. I saw it in the news and took some interest in it, obviously, since American Humanists are always interested in anything having to do with potential prejudice against atheists or humanists, and that certainly seems to be the case here, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, Dave. Now, let me just, because I haven't heard, I did have a member of your group on the program. I believe it was last year when there was another issue. It was an issue. You know what it was? It was the billboards that were sprouting up, that were being backed by the humanists. I believe it was last summer, last year sometime, where the humanists were putting up billboards all over the place. And I did have someone on the show at that time. Now, that was my first real, because I've never heard the phrase humanist before. Does that take the edge off of saying American atheist? Is that a new phrase?
Well, that's one way of looking at it, although I think the word humanist has some real meaning other than providing cover for those who are atheists but don't want to identify that way. Humanism is a broad philosophy. It's not just a view on the existence of a deity. And you can think of it this way. A theist is somebody who believes that there's a God, right? You're a theist if you're a Christian or a Muslim or a Hindu or just about any religion that has a God. That's a theistic religion. Well, an atheist is somebody who simply doesn't believe in a God, but you can be an atheist and still have a wide range of world views. You could be a libertarian. You could be somebody who really believes in human rights and civil rights and that sort of thing. And so a humanist is a broad worldview, not just, as atheist is, a statement on whether one believes in a God or not.
Yeah, see, I believe that there's a lot of, because of the, you know, because everyone is so into religion in all these days, that the first, when you think about it, someone who's an atheist who doesn't believe in God, well, if you don't believe in God, you believe in the devil. You know, that's kind of like what people, maybe not across the board, but that's probably one way of looking at it. If you're not in touch with the situation, or if you don't have a whole lot of information to go on, that's what most people would think. That if you don't like God, then you must like the devil, or something like that.
Unfortunately, there are people who think that, you know, and a lot of people think that, you know, if you're an atheist or if you don't believe in God, somehow you're in the devil's camp. Well, the ironic thing about it is that atheists don't believe in the devil either. They're not working for the devil. They're not praising the devil, that's for sure. They believe that gods and anti-gods or demons are all mythological and make-believe. So it's an unfortunate misunderstanding that many people in the public have. And one of the reasons why organized atheist and humanist groups are so active these days is because there are more and more people from that viewpoint who realize that there needs to be public education about atheism and humanism, that there needs to be an understanding that there's a very large demographic out there that is not worshiping the devil, that, you know, atheists and humanists are doing a lot of great things. You know, if you go in for surgery in the hospital, there's no doubt that there'll be atheists helping you, you know, through the medical process, who atheists who worked on the medical technology that's helping you to get better. There are a lot of very useful, productive atheists out there who are making it a better world.
Right, so it's not that, you know, the atheists are the devil worshippers and
or baby eaters or anything of the like. Yeah, no, it's far from. And in fact, demographically, if you actually take a look at the atheist demographic, you'll find, generally speaking, I don't like to speak in too broader terms, but, you know, you'll find that they are more educated, less prone to most social ills. They're almost non-existent in America's prisons. You know, the cross-section of the atheist demographic is a very admirable cross-section of American society.
Okay, Dave. Now let's talk about this lady who. All right. So you heard about the case and you thought, what? Are you an attorney?
Yes, I am. And to tell you the truth, the first thing that I thought is that I was shocked that this was happening, especially in New Jersey, because the president of American Atheists lives in New Jersey, Dave Silverman, a friend of mine, and he recently went through a license plate fiasco when he himself tried to get an atheist license plate, ran into some problems with the state doing so, but after a little bit of a tussle with the state, managed to get his license plate, which said atheist. So I was especially surprised that this problem would arise again in New Jersey, of all places, because you know, you would think that the Department of Motor Vehicles there, having been through the fiasco once, would be better educated and better informed on the issue. But here we go again, as they say. I guess whatever the bureaucratic problem was that Dave Silverman ran into was not really fixed. So it'll take this lawsuit, apparently, to fix it.
Well, the weird thing about this, Dave, is that everybody, Dave Niasi, I said it right again, I think, of the American Humanist. Dave Niosi, okay. Dave Niosi of the American Humanist, speaking to right now, everybody who's listening. Now, the weird thing about this, Dave, now, there was some talk about that other case. They didn't mention the name of the person who wanted the plate, but I think what happened was that he did eventually get the plate, but they put a 1 in the middle of a plate instead of an I. So he was still able to get his plate even though it said 1. Now she's using an 8 instead of an A. And she's having, you know, it's almost the same thing where she's using, so she's not really spelling the word out per se, that she's using the number 8 in place of an A.
Well, I'd like to think that that's not a factor. I don't know why Dave used a 1 instead of an I, perhaps because the plate with an I was already taken. I really don't know, but and I'm sure she was using the 8 because the A atheist plate was already taken. So I don't think one would have to hide the fact that they're trying to spell atheist in order to get atheist on a plate. I really don't think that's a fact. I tend to believe that this is really a bureaucratic snafu more than anything else. I mean, it's so directly analogous to what Dave Silverman went through that there's really no logical explanation for allowing this to happen again, except for the obvious explanation, which is bureaucratic inefficiency.
Well, is it insulting? Is it insulting, Dave, to atheists? For, you know, when you hear what the state said as its reasons for turning down the plate,
oh,
it'll be inflammatory and.
Certainly. There's nothing inflammatory about being an atheist, and it certainly is insulting to know that the state would approve Baptist or, you know, any other Christian label, but somehow see atheist as too controversial or you know, inflammatory. That is such blatant discrimination that I have no doubt that the plaintiff in this case will emerge successful if she gets her day in court. I would be surprised if it has to go to court, quite frankly. I think somebody along the counsel side for the Department of Motor Vehicles will quickly realize that this is a case they can't defend, and they'll probably give her her plate and apologize.
Because I'm personally not an atheist. I believe in, you know, in God. But you know, I'm a person who thinks that you know, people should be able to believe in what they want to believe. So when I see people outside of the abortion clinics protesting and I see different things by the LGBT, whatever, community, when I see people protesting against others, it's disheartening to see that because, you know, people should be allowed, you know, this is America, this is the birthplace of, you know, we have a constitution here. We're the only country in the world that has a constitution set up the way ours is with, you know, with the amendments and everything, which says you can be, you know, congregate, whatever you want to do. It's the law. And you can be an atheist if you want to be. You can be gay if you want to be, whatever the case may be. And I think this is a, as you said, this is, you know, there's a separation of church and state that, you know, they should be upheld. And I think that she, that was a nice move by her. That was a nice move by her to turn around and apply for a religious plate and get approved. I think that kind of buttressed her case in the beginning because she was approved for one, not approved for the other. So that was a slam dunk for her, in other words.
Yeah, it was very wise of her to do that. I'm sure if anybody looked into it, they'd probably find that there already are religious plates out there, but the fact that she applied herself is clever.
Yeah, right.
Oh, good. I really don't see it as a case that can be lost. It's so clear. It's wrong on the Establishment Clause. It's wrong on discriminatory grounds. It's really just a classic example of a bureaucracy that's not paying attention.
Well, should atheists, Dave, before we go get out of here, should atheists or do the organization, I know you can't speak for the whole, the entire organization, but do they feel that they should go on some type of PR campaign to try to get people to understand what atheism really is about. It's not about devil worshiping or anything like that.
I think that actually is happening. There are a lot of secular groups nationally and locally that do precisely that. I think if you compare the environment today as compared to 10 years ago, say, the just sheer number of secular groups and the activism of those groups, it's like night and day. You know, now you can go on Meetup no matter where you are. I was supposed to be flying out to Columbia, Missouri next week on a case, and I was thinking to myself, gee, I wonder if there's any secular groups out there, because since I'm in the neighborhood, maybe I could stop in and say hello. So I Googled it, and sure enough, there's Columbia Atheists right there on Meetup and right there on Facebook. And, you know, so no matter where you're flying to or where you are in this country now, there's a secular group not very far away. That was not the case 10 years ago. I mean, if you were out in Columbia or in South Carolina, anywhere in the Bible Belt, your chances 10 years ago of finding a secular group would be very slim. But now they're everywhere, and they're giving visibility to the movement. And I think what you were proposing is exactly what's happening, or at least I'd like to think that.
All right, Dave. Well, I certainly am not opposed to anyone. I'm not an abortion. I'm not a big fan of abortion, but women are allowed to have them if they want to. And as I said earlier, I believe in God, but if someone else chooses not to and they're not causing any harm to anyone, then I don't see a problem with them, you know, believing what they believe.
Exactly. To each his own, right?
That's right. All right, everybody. Dave Niosi from the American Humanist. Dave, thank you so much. I appreciate your time. And
hey, thanks for having me.
And then the next thing that comes, next thing that pops up, it's newsworthy, I'll be in touch.
Okay. Take
all
care.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, everybody. That was Dave Niosi. Dave Niosi from the American Humanist, the atheist organization, talking about the case in New Jersey, right here in New Jersey, where the lady applied for the license plate that that said atheist, and she was turned down. She turned around and applied for another license plate that said Baptist, and she was approved. So I believe the lady's got a winning case, and if the state of New Jersey and the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission had any sense, they would go ahead and settle with this lady and give her her license plate. All right, everybody, we'll be back to talk a little more nonsense. Well, my nonsense. It's nonsense. The last 20 minutes of nonsense. It's Ron Kelly's show, everybody. And it's on BlogTalkRadio for the moment.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. BlogTalkRadio.com. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
If you're looking for the best all-you-can-eat buffet in town for only $1.99, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for juicy burgers, come to Big Ed's Chow House. If you're looking for tender brisket and succulent ribs, come to Big Ed's Chow House. But if you're looking for Big Ed, don't come to Big Ed's Chow House. Big Ed passed away last week at the age of 47, leaving his wife and three children, struck down in his prime by the same disease that got his father. So he won't be around to take care of his family. And the sad part is that all could have been detected early with a simple test, but Big Ed didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical tests you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to ahrq.gov. Once again, that's ahrq.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely, yes, indeed. This is the Ron Kelly Show, April 25th, 2014. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. I really, really, really appreciate it. Boy, you know, what a sad story, the ferry in South Korea. What a tragedy. Just horrible. President Obama in South Korea. What a horrible tragedy, that boat sinking. And then I believe that 183 people, and most of them are high school students, 183 people, 183 bodies, just unbelievable, unbelievable. And the sad thing about this is that the people who were running the ship, running the boat, didn't know what they were doing. Didn't know what they were doing. Because they knew there was problems with the boat. They knew it. And they told people to stay inside because it kind of looks like a cruise ship more than a ferry boat. And they told people to stay inside. And then the boat, next thing you know, the thing starts listening and it flips over. You know, now if they had been getting those people off that boat before the boat began to list or lean, there would have been far less casualties than what actually happened. But they told the people to stay inside, get your life jackets, and stay inside the ship. And it was a death sentence for the people. It was a complete death sentence. And just horrible, just a horrific, you just can't imagine. You know, 183, they're probably all dead. There's probably bodies still inside that boat because when it flipped over, you know, people were trapped inside. May have been an air pocket here or there. But it's just unbelievable. Just horrible, horrible situation. in South Korea, and everybody who was in charge, the whole crew has been arrested. Good. 11 crew members and the captain have been arrested for suspicion of negligence and abandoning people in need. And they should be, because this was unbelievable. Now, the ferry was carrying 3,600 tons of cargo. That's a lot of weight. It's more than three times what an inspector who examined the vessel during a redesign said it could safely carry. So it was carried three times the weight that it was designed to carry safely. And it also far exceeds what the captain claimed in paperwork. 150 cars. I mean, this is a big ferry boat. 150 cars, 657 tons of other cargo. Now, so if the car, I mean, it says 3,600 tons. 3,600 tons, that's a lot of weight to be on anything. And so this is what happens. So the captain lied on the paperwork in regards to what was on the boat. The boat was too heavy, and this is why it flipped. This is why it sank. But the boat was redesigned, and it wasn't supposed to be carrying that much weight with all those people. So there was definitely some negligence. There was definitely some criminal activity here, in regards to this boat. And the loss of life is just tragic. I mean, all these people died, and they didn't have to die. 183 people so far they found. I mean, now, this story is, it was today, it's from today, but God only knows how many people they found since this story was written. More bodies have probably been found. So these clowns would have done the right thing. A lot more of these people would have survived. It's just tragic. Just tragic. It's totally unnecessary death. Unnecessary. It's unbelievable. Now, again, the plane, now they're not talking about the plane much anymore. The plane, the Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, they're not talking about the plane much anymore because nobody knows where it is. Now, another Malaysia Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing. I mean, this is the airline you really don't want to fly on right now. It had to make an emergency landing because there was a problem with the landing gear. So they had to turn around and come right back and make an emergency landing. Now, Malaysia Airlines is not the airline that you want to be on right now. I don't think so because of all the problems. Because of all the problems that they've been having with the missing plane and all the other stuff that's going on. So, wow, just unbelievable. This is a weird story. Now, an autistic boy who was forced by two classmates to engage in a sex act with a family pet. Now, this is ridiculous. This is crazy. Autistic Maryland boy wants charges dropped against friends who tormented him. Now, this is a weird story. An autistic boy was forced by two classmates to engage in a sex act with a family pet, walk on an ice-covered pond that gave way, and held at knife point. But he wants the charges dropped against the people who did it. Two teenage girls have been charged with physically abusing an autistic classmate. Now, the authorities say they recorded instances on them kicking the victim and goading him into a sex act. Now, an autistic Maryland boy who was allegedly forced by two classmates to engage in a sex act with the family pet walk on an ice-covered pond that gave way and held at knife point says he doesn't want to see them prosecuted for committing and filming the book. Well, you know what? They're going to get prosecuted anyway. This is not your case. Lauren Bush, 17, and a 15-year-old classmate from Choptank High School were arrested last by the St. Mary's County Sheriff's Department And the sheriff says the heinous allegations in this case are some of the worst he has ever seen. So between December and March, the suspects recorded themselves assaulting their 16-year-old victim by putting a knife to his throat, making him walk across frozen pond, and kicking him in the groin. Yet the victim, identified only as Michael in an interview with the Washington Post, tells the newspaper he considers the girls his friends and is unhappy that his parents are pursuing criminal charges. Well, that's not going to wash in the these girls are as good as gone. They'll be in jail until they're 21, whatever the case may be, because one is 15, one is 17, but they are gone. Because this is something that the judge, it's a bench trial, forget about it. They're just a judge. A bench trial, a jury trial, either way, they're dead meat. Because you got an autistic boy, you know, we all know what happened to Avantio Kendall here in New York. The autistic boy who was murdered and dismembered by some creature who is still out there on the street. It's a scary part of that story. Avantio Kendall is a 13-year-old boy who escaped from school. And a couple of months later, he was found dismembered. So this creature, this animal, is still out there on the street. So they better be glad that this case is in Maryland and not in New York, because we all know what happened to Avantio Kendall. And these girls are finished. The victim was forced to masturbate and then copulate with a family pet. He says he wants the charges dropped against the girls. It really makes me upset, he says, that my parents want to see them in jail because I really like them. Really? The father says that my son is a staunch defender of his tormentors. It's embarrassing, and it is. He may be more disabled than I convinced myself that he was, and maybe more lost than I realized. That's something I am going to have to deal with on a later date, but right now I'm trying to get the justice to him and others like him. Wow, that is, he may be a little more further out there than they thought he was, because after being forced to have sex with a pet and all the other things, the sexual things they did to him made him walk across the pond, they gave way, so he's in icy water. Thank God it was only a pond and not like a river. And the family pet and all this other stuff, you would think that he'd want them burned at the stake like I would, you know. But he says he doesn't want them to be prosecuted. So, I mean, if he's autistic, I mean, you can understand he may not understand. He may not understand himself what has happened. The gravity of what was done to him because he's autistic. So he may not, that might have something to do with it. I don't know. But I'd be right there and you would be underneath the jail. If it was me or it was my kid, I'd make sure you go to jail. So the father is saying actually that he thinks that the kid may be a little more disillusioned or maybe a little more affected by his condition than he actually thought he was, because the boy is defending the people who harmed him. He's actually defending them. So it's just a weird story. It's a weird story. So there's a lot of sick people in this world. See, that's why I'm saying we got Obamacare and it's cool. You know, we have health care for everybody, yes. But we need some mental health care out here. There's a lot of people out here who are sick. Sick. Very sick. They need some real help. You know, the thing about it, you know, the sad thing about, I mean, if somebody's physically sick, you can tell right away. But if someone is mentally ill, if people can be mentally ill, you don't even know it, like your friends, people at your job can be out there, and you don't know it until they come into the office with a automatic weapon. You don't know. So that's the problem with the mental illness. We've talked about this with our clinical psychologist, Dr. Suzanne Flores, about mental illness and how it's sometimes it's really hard to detect because people, you don't really know, sometimes they don't know until the cap comes off the bottle. You don't know. Yeah, weird story, weird story. This is a strange place we live in America. Strange place. But who would want to live anywhere else? Hi, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's a couple of minutes before the hour. And I'm getting out of here. Well, not before the hour. It's actually a few minutes after the hour. But the show started a few minutes late, so I want to thank everybody for joining me today. I'm going to break out of here and try to have somewhat of a salvage the weekend and try to do some other things. Don't forget Wednesday night. It's the Princess and the Bad Boy Talk radio show. Me and Princess Love Mills, the lovely and talented, gorgeous, beautiful Princess Love Mills, relationship coach and author of Don't Give Stuff Away, and we also have Dr. Susanna Flores, clinical psychologist and author of Face Hooked. We have her on the show periodically as well. So join us Wednesday night, and we'll lay it down for you. The Princess and the Bad Boy Talk radio show, redefining love and relationships. All right, everybody, I'm out of here. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Appreciate it. Take care of yourselves. I'm about to break out of here and go try to have some fun. And call Blog Talk Radio and let them have it. And we'll maybe be back here next week. Check out my Facebook page. I'll let you know what the final we'll let you know what the final verdict was. Just call my Facebook page. I mean, check out my Facebook page, The Ron Kelly Show. And the Facebook page for the other show Wednesday night is Princess of the Bad Boy Talk Radio Show. Show them both some love. We'd really appreciate it. All right, remember this night to be important, but it's more important to be nice. And that we may not have it all together, but together we can still have it all. Thank you so much. Take care. We're out.